Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom rozszerzony. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 25 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i instrukcje do wykonania zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
In our weekly series, The Greatest Minds, I would like you to listen to an interview I recorded a few years ago. It's with Michael S. Hart, the mastermind behind Project Gutenberg. Welcome to the studio, Michael. You were still an undergraduate when in 1971 you started Project Gutenberg. It must have been considered revolutionary in those days.
It certainly was. Creating the first library with works of literature available in electronic forms for free was a real challenge. What was also revolutionary about this project was that a group of volunteers in different parts of the world worked on a common task, a really tiring task, I must admit. You have to remember that all the texts were entered manually up until 1989, when scanners started to be widely available. I myself typed in 300 books.
I assume it was no accident that the first document you made available was the US Declaration of Independence.
Actually, it was good fortune. Project Gutenberg was just one of those great combinations of luck and being the right person in the right place at the right time.
What do you mean?
On the night I started Project Gutenberg, I watched the 4th of July fireworks. On my way back home, I decided to stop at the grocery store to buy some food. On that day, the owner of the shop gave each of his customers a free printed copy of the US Declaration of Independence. As luck would further have it, on that very night, I had been given my first computer account. After spending 2 hours trying to think of an interesting way to use the account, I got hungry and decided to eat. And as the copy of the US Declaration of Independence fell out with the groceries, a light went on over my head. As a result, on the night of July the 4th, 1971, Project Gutenberg came into existence as I sat down and typed in that historical document.
A small start, but your choice of name for the project implied much higher ambitions. Johannes Gutenberg was the 15th century printer who invented the printing press.
Actually, Gutenberg didn't invent the printing press. He just added one element, movable type. I didn't invent the internet. I just added one element, books that can be copied at the speed of light. In a way, I followed in Gutenberg's footsteps. I made books much more accessible for the masses. It is only a matter of time before people switch to reading all texts in the electronic form.
The original mission of Project Gutenberg was to create 10,000 e-books. You achieved that in the year 2000. What's the end game?
Our mission is to create 10 million e-books and translate them into 100 languages.
So good luck with the project, and thank you for visiting us today.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
In our weekly series, The Greatest Minds, I would like you to listen to an interview I recorded a few years ago. It's with Michael S. Hart, the mastermind behind Project Gutenberg. Welcome to the studio, Michael. You were still an undergraduate when in 1971 you started Project Gutenberg. It must have been considered revolutionary in those days.
It certainly was. Creating the first library with works of literature available in electronic forms for free was a real challenge. What was also revolutionary about this project was that a group of volunteers in different parts of the world worked on a common task, a really tiring task, I must admit. You have to remember that all the texts were entered manually up until 1989, when scanners started to be widely available. I myself typed in 300 books.
I assume it was no accident that the first document you made available was the US Declaration of Independence.
Actually, it was good fortune. Project Gutenberg was just one of those great combinations of luck and being the right person in the right place at the right time.
What do you mean?
On the night I started Project Gutenberg, I watched the 4th of July fireworks. On my way back home, I decided to stop at the grocery store to buy some food. On that day, the owner of the shop gave each of his customers a free printed copy of the US Declaration of Independence. As luck would further have it, on that very night, I had been given my first computer account. After spending 2 hours trying to think of an interesting way to use the account, I got hungry and decided to eat. And as the copy of the US Declaration of Independence fell out with the groceries, a light went on over my head. As a result, on the night of July the 4th, 1971, Project Gutenberg came into existence as I sat down and typed in that historical document.
A small start, but your choice of name for the project implied much higher ambitions. Johannes Gutenberg was the 15th century printer who invented the printing press.
Actually, Gutenberg didn't invent the printing press. He just added one element, movable type. I didn't invent the internet. I just added one element, books that can be copied at the speed of light. In a way, I followed in Gutenberg's footsteps. I made books much more accessible for the masses. It is only a matter of time before people switch to reading all texts in the electronic form.
The original mission of Project Gutenberg was to create 10,000 e-books. You achieved that in the year 2000. What's the end game?
Our mission is to create 10 million e-books and translate them into 100 languages.
So good luck with the project and thank you for visiting us today.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
And now for a round of today's sports headlines. 1. The Commonwealth Games opened today in India with a glittering ceremony. The organisers were clearly relieved after a week of uncertainty following allegations of serious health and safety flaws. Images of the walkway which collapsed a few days ago, injuring 10 people, were still fresh in the minds of spectators entering the stadium. Many of them had threatened to boo John Brown, the head of the Games Committee, during the opening ceremony. But fortunately, the spectacular show went smoothly without any incident. 2.
Last year's tennis revelation, Anthony Jenkins, was hoping to fight for a better position in the rankings this year, but he has had his season ruined by a wrist problem. Back in April, he needed surgery, which ruled him out of a number of important tournaments this season. He was back on the court in June, but yesterday it was announced that he had sprained his ankle during a training session, which means another month off the court. Consequently, he has slipped from 4th to 10th place, and the top position in the rankings is definitely out of his reach this year.
Three. Football news. Paul Joel's goal, scored 5 minutes before the end of the game, gave Plymouth a shock victory against Wolves on Saturday. Joe kicked the ball perfectly towards the goal and surprised both the goalkeeper and the supporters of the local team, which currently leads the rankings. Their coach made changes to the team, but the players lost concentration and had too little time to get a draw. Consequently, the visiting team collected all 3 points for the victory. It was the second match Wolves had lost in a row. Four.
Now let's move to rugby. This has been a tough season for the Leeds Rhinos. At the moment, last year's Super League champions are down to 4th place in the table. The competition hasn't been too kind to the Rhinos, and they've lost twice this month. But the manager announced the players are training night and day to stop this losing streak. There are 3 matches to go, and the team is determined to advance in the rankings and fight for the trophy again.
Five. And back to football. Supporters of the Costa Rica national team were truly surprised by the decision taken by the country's football authorities. Yesterday, they fired their entire training staff, who had been working with the national team for the past 4 years. The team came under fire last month after a draw against one of the weakest teams in the world, whose goalkeeper was recovering from an injury. However, they still have a slim chance of getting to the next round. So most of the fans are saying that the decision was taken too hastily.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
And now for a round of today's sports headlines. 1. The Commonwealth Games opened today in India with a glittering ceremony. The organisers were clearly relieved after a week of uncertainty following allegations of serious health and safety flaws. Images of the walkway which collapsed a few days ago, injuring 10 people, were still fresh in the minds of spectators entering the stadium. Many of them had threatened to boo John Brown, the head of the Games Committee, during the opening ceremony. But fortunately, the spectacular show went smoothly without any incident. 2.
Last year's tennis revelation, Anthony Jenkins, was hoping to fight for a better position in the rankings this year, but he has had his season ruined by a wrist problem. Back in April, he needed surgery, which ruled him out of a number of important tournaments this season. He was back on the court in June, but yesterday it was announced that he had sprained his ankle during a training session, which means another month off the court. Consequently, he has slipped from 4th to 10th place, and the top position in the rankings is definitely out of his reach this year.
3. Football news. Paul Joel's goal, scored 5 minutes before the end of the game, gave Plymouth a shock victory against Wolves on Saturday. Joe kicked the ball perfectly towards the goal and surprised both the goalkeeper and the supporters of the local team, which currently leads the rankings. Their coach made changes to the team, but the players lost concentration and had too little time to get a draw. Consequently, the visiting team collected all 3 points for the victory. It was the second match Wolves had lost in a row. 4.
Now let's move to rugby. This has been a tough season for the Leeds Rhinos. At the moment, last year's Super League champions are down to 4th place in the table. The competition hasn't been too kind to the rhinos, and they've lost twice this month. But the manager announced the players are training night and day to stop this losing streak. There are 3 matches to go, and the team is determined to advance in the rankings and fight for the trophy again.
Five. And back to football. Supporters of the Costa Rica national team were truly surprised by the decision taken by the country's football authorities. Yesterday, they fired their entire training staff, who had been working with the national team for the past 4 years. The team came under fire last month after a draw against one of the weakest teams in the world, whose goalkeeper was recovering from an injury. However, they still have a slim chance of getting to the next round. So most of the fans are saying that the decision was taken too hastily.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie 6. Przeczytaj uważnie polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I've always followed new trends in working out and have been quite enthusiastic about them. But with one exception, I once attended a new hip-hop class at a popular New York gym. After 10 awful minutes, I was so confused by the rhythm that all I could do was throw in the towel and leave quietly. It's hardly a wonder then that I kept away from Zumba when this dance-fueled workout routine started gathering buzz a few years ago. I've heard that this Zumba fitness craze began by accident, really. One day, a Colombian celebrity trainer, Alberto Perez, showed up to teach a standard aerobics class, and suddenly he realized he'd forgotten his traditional aerobics music. Perez grabbed the Latin salsa and samba CDs he happened to have in his backpack and improvised the entire class on the spot. Energy electrified the room. His class loved it. And on that day, he spontaneously created a new kind of dance fitness. And recently, my friend drew me into this new fitness style. So I gave in and signed up for a class with her. And towards the end of it, I fell in love with Zumba. Not that the moves were a piece of cake for me, I did struggle a lot at the beginning. But now, as a true convert, I've got a few tips for Zumba first-timers. Well, no matter how good-looking you think you are, you can be sure that you're not going to look good doing Zumba for the first time. My hair was in a mess, I was sweating, and the moves I made, or rather copied, made me look far from attractive. But to be honest, I didn't care. Normally I would worry what people thought about me, but somehow the atmosphere of the class made me forget about my inhibitions. I didn't know I could be like that, so easy and carefree. And don't worry if you can't follow your trainer's rapid-fire moves precisely. Do the best you can. No matter how hard you found the first class, don't give up. The more classes you do, the easier the whole thing becomes. After all, the dance moves are based on simple aerobic steps. So in a worst-case scenario, you can always fall back to an easy march and pick up the next step. All in all, and best of all, the classes are very enjoyable. Zumba's totally refreshing, although at the same time physically challenging. But that's great as it relieves stress and fights off the fatigue of the whole day. And it gives you more confidence about dancing as well. Just let the music and the trainer guide you. Granted, I won't be appearing in a contest like Strictly Come Dancing anytime soon, but I might be willing to perform a few moves the next time I'm on the dance floor.
Wysłuchaj tekstu do tego zadania jeszcze raz.
I've always followed new trends in working out and have been quite enthusiastic about them. But with one exception, I once attended a new hip-hop class at a popular New York gym. After 10 awful minutes, I was so confused by the rhythm that all I could do was throw in the towel and leave quietly. It's hardly a wonder then that I kept away from Zumba when this dance-fueled workout routine started gathering buzz a few years ago. I've heard that this Zumba fitness craze began by accident, really. One day, a Colombian celebrity trainer, Alberto Perez, showed up to teach a standard aerobics class, and suddenly he realized he'd forgotten his traditional aerobics music. Perez grabbed the Latin salsa and samba CDs he happened to have in his backpack and improvised the entire class on the spot. Energy electrified the room. His class loved it. And on that day, he spontaneously created a new kind of dance fitness. And recently, my friend drew me into this new fitness style. So I gave in and signed up for a class with her. And towards the end of it, I fell in love with Zumba. Not that the moves were a piece of cake for me. I did struggle a lot at the beginning. But now, as a true convert, I've got a few tips for Zumba first-timers. Well, no matter how good-looking you think you are, you can be sure that you're not going to look good doing Zumba for the first time. My hair was in a mess, I was sweating, and the moves I made, or rather copied, made me look far from attractive. But to be honest, I didn't care. Normally, I would worry what people thought about me, but somehow the atmosphere of the class made me forget about my inhibitions. I didn't know I could be like that, so easy and carefree. And don't worry if you can't follow your trainer's rapid-fire moves precisely. Do the best you can. No matter how hard you found the first class, don't give up. The more classes you do, the easier the whole thing becomes. After all, the dance moves are based on simple aerobic steps. So in a worst-case scenario, you can always fall back to an easy march and pick up the next step. All in all, and best of all, the classes are very enjoyable. Zumba's totally refreshing, although at the same time physically challenging. But that's great as it relieves stress and fights off the fatigue of the whole day. And it gives you more confidence about dancing as well. Just let the music and the trainer guide you. Granted, I won't be appearing in a contest like Strictly Come Dancing anytime soon, but I might be willing to perform a few moves the next time I'm on the dance floor.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.